Family of U.S. children slaughtered by cartel ask Trump to designate La Línea as terrorist group. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on June 30, 2025. A group of families who had their loved ones slaughtered by drug cartels are asking the Trump administration to designate the Juarez cartel and its armed wing La Línea as foreign terrorist organizations. The move would place that cartel on the same list as six other Mexican cartels previously designated as FTOs. In a letter sent to the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, the members of American Families Against Cartel Terrorism asked Trump administration officials to designate La Línea and the Juarez cartel as foreign terrorist organizations, FTOs. As Breitbart Texas reported, the Juarez cartel is one of the groups behind the November 2019 murder of nine American women and children from the Liberan family just miles south of the New Mexico border. The request was first reported by ABC, which obtained a copy of the letter from group members. "This is not just about our families, it is about keeping Americans safe and getting justice for all American victims and ensuring that no American is left behind," ABC quoted from the letter. "We ask you to designate the Juarez cartel and its armed wing La Línea as FTOs, and keep sending a clear message that the United States will not tolerate the murder of innocent Americans or the terrorization of our communities." The members of American Families Against Cartel Terrorism include members of the Liberan family who have been fighting for years for La Línea and the Juarez cartel to be listed as terrorists. In the aftermath of the 2019 murder, Mexico's government has made some arrests and convictions. However, government officials have been largely accused of covering up and minimizing the case. Mexican officials claimed that the gunmen mistook the U.S. family for rivals who were traveling along a deserted highway when they shot at them and then tried to torch their vehicles and bodies as a way to cover up their crime. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.